1:40 p.m. Three times he has banded the bills into rolls and dumped the change into the bottom of the case. This is really a storage function and not an effort at concealment. Now working completely by touch, he can no longer see the money, doesn't know a one from a hundred, but he senses he is having a very good day indeed. There is no pleasure in the knowledge, however. There's never much. Pleasure is not what Blind Willie is about, but even the sense of accomplishment he might have felt on another day has been muted by his conversation with Officer Wheelock. At 11:45, a young woman with a pretty voice, to Blind Willie she sounds like Diana Ross, comes out of Saks and gives him a cup of hot coffee, as she does most days at this time. At 11:15, another woman, this one not so young and probably white, brings him a cup of steaming chicken noodle soup. He thanks them both. The white lady kisses his cheek with soft lips and wishes him the merriest of Merry Christmases. There is a counterbalancing side to the day, though. There almost always is. Around 1:00, a teenage boy with his unseen gang of buddies, laughing and joking and skylarking all around him, speaks out of the darkness to Blind Willie's left, says he is one ugly motherfuck, then asks if he wears those gloves because he burned his fingers off trying to read the waffle iron. He and his friends charge off, howling with laughter at this ancient jape. 15 minutes or so later, someone kicks him, although that might have been an accident. Every time he bends over to the case, however, the case is right there. It is a city of hustlers, muggers, and thieves, but the case is right there, just as it has always been, right there. And through it all, he thinks about Wheelock. The cop before Wheelock was easy. The one who comes when Wheelock either quits the force or gets moved out of Midtown may also be easy. Wheelock will shake, bake, or flake eventually. That's something else he learned in the bush, and in the meantime, he, Blind Willie, must bend like a reed in a windstorm. Except even the limberest reed breaks if the wind blows hard enough. Wheelock wants more money, but that isn't what bothers the man in the dark glasses in the army coat. Sooner or later, they all want more money. When he started on this corner, he paid Officer Hanratty $125. Hanratty was a live-and-let-live type of guy who smelled of Old Spice and whiskey, just like George Raymer, the neighborhood beat cop of Willie Shearman's childhood. But easygoing Eric Hanratty still had Blind Willie up to $200 a month by the time he retired in 1978. And the thing is, dig it, my brothers, Wheelock was angry this morning, angry, and Wheelock talked about having consulted a priest. These things worry him. But what worries him most of all is what Wheelock said about following him. See what you do, who you turn into. Garfield ain't your name. I'd bet dollars to donuts.